This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Pakistan's powerful intelligence chief has made a surprise visit to the Afghan capital of Kabul. That's according to two Pakistan officials who asked not to be named because they're not authorized to speak to the media. It wasn't immediately clear what General Fayez Hamid had to say Saturday to the Taliban leadership. But the Pakistani intelligence service has perhaps the greatest outside influence over the Taliban. The Taliban leadership had its headquarters in Pakistan and were often said to be in direct contact with the powerful Inter-Services Intelligence Agency. Although Pakistan routinely denied giving the Taliban military aid, the accusation was often made by the Afghan government and by Washington. Fresh fighting was reported Saturday between the Taliban and resistance forces in Afghanistan's Panjshir Valley, even as the hardline Islamists finalize a new government. Celebratory gunfire rang out in the capital, Kabul, overnight as rumors spread the valley had fallen. But the Taliban made no official claim of victory on Saturday. The emergency hospital in Kabul said two people were killed and 20 wounded in the fighting. The Taliban tweeted a stern admonishment warning its fighters to stop. Facing the challenge of morphing from insurgents to rulers, the Taliban appeared determined to snuff out the Panjshir resistance before announcing who will lead the country after this week's U.S. troop withdrawal. But Panjshir, which held out for nearly a decade against the Soviet Union's occupation and also the Taliban's first rule from 1996 to 2001, is stubbornly hanging on. You can keep up on all the developments in Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A delegation of high-ranking Lebanese ministers visited Damascus on Saturday for talks on importing energy via Syria. It was the first such official visit since the civil war broke out 10 years ago. Harsh fuel shortages and power cuts inflicted by Lebanon's economic collapse have paralyzed businesses like restaurants, shops, and industry, as well as vital services like hospitals. Beirut hopes to strike a deal to import gas from Egypt and electricity from Jordan, using Syrian infrastructure in the face of U.S. sanctions against the Damascus regime. Lebanese security officials and politicians have made several visits to Syria in recent years, but almost exclusively in a personal capacity or on behalf of political parties that support President Bashar al-Assad's government. President Joe Biden, U.S. President Joe Biden, signed an executive order Friday directing the declassification of certain documents related to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks against the United States. Families of the victims have long sought the records in hopes of implicating the Saudi government. The order comes a little more than a week before the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Last month, some 1,800 relatives, survivors, and first responders said they opposed President Biden's participation in 9/11 memorial events if the documents remain classified. Friday's executive order directs the Justice Department and other executive branch agencies to begin a declassification review and requires that declassified documents be released over the next six months. Past investigations have outlined ties between Saudi nationals and some of the airplane hijackers responsible for the 9/11 attacks, but those investigations have not established that the Saudi government was directly involved. Ethiopia said Saturday that more than 150 aid trucks had entered war-torn Tigray over the past 2 days after the United Nations warned of a looming catastrophe in the northern region. A senior UN official said this week that a de facto aid blockade was exacerbating the humanitarian crisis in Tigray and that millions of people were on the brink of hunger. The African Union also urged the Ethiopian government to step up efforts to ensure aid access to the region, which has been racked by 10 months of conflict. Ethiopia's Ministry of Peace said on Saturday about 500 trucks with food and other aid has entered the region, including 152 in the past 2 days. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.